The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, the U.S. War Department presents Jubilee featuring Louis Armstrong and Teresa Harris. An episode of The Romance of Helen Trent and Fanny Bryce stars as Baby Snooks from 1939. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, an episode of The Romance of Helen Trent, and Fanny Bryce stars as Baby Snooks from 1939. Right now, the U.S. War Department presents Jubilee, featuring Louis Armstrong and Teresa Harris from 1943, as WMKY presents The Golden Age of Radio.
Fighting men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Yes, sir, man, it's Jubilee, brought to you by the Special Service Division of the War Department and featuring Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Teresa Harris, Sonny Woods, Red Callender, and your master of ceremonies, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you. The Jubilee Express is pulling into your station, men, and we'll leave from here for music, fun, song, laughter, and all points south. And just look who's running the train tonight. Louis Armstrong's the engineer. So toot your whistle, Louis. Toot your whistle. What kind of a train whistle? What kind of train whistle is that, Bob?
Sorry, boss. I got too much zoot in my toot.
And now, Teresa Harris.
All set, Mr. Conductor.
As a conductor in charge, I'm giving every one of you fighting men a free ticket. So hop on, fellas. The first stop is Ain't Misbehaving. Let her ride, Louis. Let her ride.
Talk with by myself, one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf, misbehaving, save my love. Oh, baby, do do do, there's it. No, for certain, the one I love, infiltrating you that I'm thinking of, misbehaving. Oh, baby, but those boo boo do 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 Jack Horner in a corner. Don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go home about 8, me and my radio. Misbehaving, saving my love for you.
bebop.
From start to stop. And now we'll get that big bass fiddle out of the freight car and let Red Calendar wrestle with the strings while we sip a jigger of red tea for two. Yes, indeed. That was a nice ride, Red. A very nice ride. Good engineering, Lewis. Good engineering.
Thank you, Ernie Whitman. And look who's approaching the microphone now. Teresa Harris. How about that? Why, gal, I haven't seen you in years.
That's right, Louie. Not since the time you came over and asked me to go to that dance. That was quite a while ago.
Yeah, and how I remember. That was some evening. I am going to see my honey. Well, here's the dough. I got a bottle of perfume for my gal. Boy, what a beautiful bottle of perfume. I wonder if I can hold it in my hand while I knock on the door. Let's see. Some doing. Well, she can always rub her feet in it. Get your coat, honey. We're going to go stepping.
Okay, Louie, but do you know it costs money to go stepping?
It does.
Yeah.
Then we ain't exactly going stepping. We're gonna more or less tiptoe. Come on, let's get together now, honey. Let's get started. I'm in the groove. Did you hear me? I said I'm in the groove.
Are you sure you're in the groove?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just thought you were naturally short.
Well, tell me, honey, do you like the way I got my hair stuck down?
Yeah, it's really stuck down fine. How do you get it that way?
Bubblegum.
Now, don't tell me you got bubblegum on your head.
Well, I don't know, but I'm the only one in my block who takes off his hat and his scalp at the same time.
Sit here on the love seat with me.
Don't rush me, woman. Don't rush me.
Oh, you're too bashful.
No, I ain't bashful.
Just climb out from under that rug. Come on, give me a kiss.
A kiss? Oh, gosh. I'm the shy type. You know, I won't kiss anybody unless I'm alone.
Well, Father's gone. You're alone now.
Uh-uh. You're here.
Darling, honey, kiss me.
Well, all right.
Louie,
yeah.
Next time, take that trumpet out of your mouth.
I'm sorry, honey gal, but I got the feeling funny when you put your arm around me like that. Can't we just sit and talk? Can't we just converse quiet like?
A man's got fickle ways, you can't predict him. There ain't no use debating. A man's exasperating. You try to please a man so that he'll love you. You get yourself all pretty so he'll be conscious of you. Your powder and your paint. And then he looks at gals who ain't. Now, ain't that just like a man? Van Winkle's wife, she picked herself a winner. Old Rip came home one day just 20 years late for dinner. When she asked where he'd been, he just gave her that silly grin. Now, ain't that just like a man? A man ain't never nothing but a little boy. It makes no never mind how tall he grows. A man ain't never nothing but a little boy. And he don't fool no woman with his man-sized clothes. He wants to wed a gal and so he haunts her. Until she says she will, then he ain't sure he wants her. But let her just change men, and then he wants her back again. No, ain't that just like a man?
driving a caddy, and I might meow for anybody, but I'm saving my purrs for you. Just tell me that you love me.
Oh, what for, honey? You know I really do.
Oh, ain't that just like a man?
Thank you, Teresa Harris, and thank you, Louis Armstrong. Anyone who missed a train tonight really missed something. Now, where do we stop next up the line, Louis?
Honey, we would like to dedicate this next number coming up now to a bunch of swing engineers who wrote us a swell letter, the kind a man really appreciates. For you men up there building the great Alkin Highway, we play the Peanut Vendor. Yes. Lay this peanut vendor on the folks there now. Howdy, boss. Well, take you down to my home now this time, folks.
Down to your home?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Havana, of course.
Havana, Georgia.
Wait a
Father, this is my love, Marie. That's when you say this body is in, but it is all Marie. Father, this is for the sun, for that is at the body, this is all my love, Marie. That's when you say this band and it's all in, and it's all maybe, and my Spanish.
Your what?
And it's all Marie.
Say, that Spanish is all right too, but Pops, let's get back to Harlem. I'm tired of this, man. Let's swing it. Don't jump back across the fence again.
Marie. Marie.
Lewis, you almost shook yourself loose from your caboose. And now comes time to remind all you fighting men listening that Jubilee belongs to you. It's your hunk of heart. So if you got any requests, be it man, made, or music, just drop a jot to Jubilee. Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. You jot it, we got it. And now Jubilee Express rolls ahead again while a lad comes up here to give us some mellow warbling. Here's a cat who really purrs. Sonny Woods singing, "You're Everything I Love." Mighty pretty country, yes, indeed. And now, by special request, Louis Armstrong is going to repeat a number he played for you on Jubilee a little while ago. Shove the throttle in reverse, Louis, so we can go back across that lazy, lazy river. Yes.
River with the noonday sun lingering in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream of me up the lazy river where the robin song, two bright lights as we stroll along. Blue skies up above, the one I love, off the lazy river, how happy we will be, Mama. Oh, a bit it, but a little bit it, but a little bit, 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 up the lazy river, where we're robbing some of it. Baba do 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 say, up the lazy river, oh you river, you dark river, river. Look out there, Louis Russell beat it out on the piano.
Just about time for the old train to come puffing up to the last station on this trip. It's been a swell journey, fellas. The whole crew, Sonny Woods, Red Callender, Teresa Harris, Louis Armstrong, and all the boys are anxious to frisk their whiskers for you soon again.
We wish we could have dug you a little longer and a little deeper. But so long for now, fellas.
I enjoyed being with you, fellas. Goodbye for now.
We'll be back soon with another big trip on the Jubilee Express. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman, rasping his throat for all of us. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
Jubilee is produced for you men in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
You're listening to The Golden Age of Radio and Jubilee, featuring Ernie Whitman, Louis Armstrong, and Teresa Harris. First broadcast on radio on May 24, 1943. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s, when The Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, an episode of The Romance of Helen Trent. But first, Fanny Bryce stars as Baby Snooks from 1939, as WMKY presents The Golden Age of Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Snooks and Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, are returning from a few days in the country with Mother and the baby. It is very late at night as they reach home and step out of the car. Listen.
Are you home, Daddy?
Yes. What a horrible drive. Now, don't make any noise.
Why?
Because it's past midnight and you'll disturb the neighbors. Come on. I've got to get you right to bed.
I'm sleepy, Daddy.
Well, I am. I have to go to work in the morning.
Why?
I've been asking myself the same question for 15 years.
Don't you like to work, Daddy?
Like to work? Why, I love it.
Now you don't.
Just the same, we've got to get some sleep. I've got to go to work, and you've got to go to school.
I know what, Daddy.
What?
Let's both play hockey.
Snooks, never let me hear you say a thing like that again. The very idea. Wish I had the nerve to take her up on it.
Huh?
Nothing. Now watch your step. It's awful dark here. Now, where's my door key? Uh-oh. It's gone.
What's the matter, Daddy?
I've driven 200 miles. It's after midnight, and now I can't get into my house. Isn't that wonderful?
You like it?
No, I don't like it. We've got to get into this house.
Ring the bell, Daddy.
Ring the bell? Oh, don't be silly. There's nobody home.
Yes, there is.
Now, listen. We're both outside, and Mummy and the baby are still in the country. Now, who could be in the house?
Mrs. Flitch.
What would Mrs. Flitch be doing in this house?
She lives here. We live next door.
Are you kidding? Holy smoke. It is the wrong place at that. Why do they build these houses all alike?
It's cheaper.
Come on. Quick, before the old battle axe wakes up.
Buy me some ice cream.
Ice cream? Yeah. Now, I'm warning you, Snooks. You'd better not start that ice cream stuff tonight.
I'm warning you, Daddy. You better buy it.
What?
Then I'll wake Mrs. Flitch and I'll tell her you said she was an old battleship.
Come away from there. You little vagrant. Take your finger off that bell.
Will you buy me some ice cream?
Oh, yes.
What kind?
Any kind. Any kind at all.
Vanilla?
Yes.
I don't like vanilla.
Snooks, please. Now, listen, Daddy's dog tired. Take your finger off that bell and come with me. I won't be angry with you.
All right, Daddy.
I still don't know how we'll get into our house. I'll probably have to try and force a window.
I'll break it with a rock, Daddy.
Shh, put that rock down. You'll wake up the whole street. Now, wait a second. Let me get the flashlight out of the car. What are you crying about?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just sleepy, darling. Now, I'll have you in bed in a minute. Here we are. Now, hold this flashlight. I'll try and get the front window open.
All right. Dolly!
Keep quiet. Oh, pretty solid.
I want some ice cream.
Oh, listen, Snooks. There's some ice cream left in the icebox. And if you promise not to talk, I'll give you some.
How much?
You'll get your share. Now just hold that flashlight and don't talk.
All right.
Oh, I'll have to break this catch. I can't open it. Maybe I
can. All right, buddy. Get out off that window.
Huh? Oh, hello, officer.
Never mind that hello stuff. I got you covered. Trying to break in, huh?
Oh, but I live here, officer.
A likely story.
Why, of course I do. Ask the child.
What about a kid? This guy live here?
I ain't talking.
Why not?
He told me not to.
Oh, pretty smart. Breaking them in young, eh, Fagin?
Fagin? Oh, what is this? Now, you look here. My name is Higgins. This is my daughter, and we both live in this house. I have forgotten my door key, that's all. Isn't that right, Snooks?
I ain't talking.
You can tell the policeman, Snooks. Forget what I said before.
What did he say before?
He said I'll get my share if I don't talk.
Oh. Splitting the loot, eh? Come along with me, the pair of you.
Oh, what are you talking about, splitting the loot? I promised her a share of ice cream if she kept quiet.
Brother, that's the best one yet for a second story man. Ice cream.
Ha ha. Funny, ain't it?
Now, this is gone far enough.
Chuck him, Daddy.
Shut up! Now, look here, officer.
I had my eye on you for the last 10 minutes while you were trying to break into this house.
We haven't been here 10 minutes. Have we, Snooks?
No, we were trying to get in next door.
Oh. Cracking two joints in one night, huh? Come on, I'll call the wagon.
Yeah, call the wagon.
Hey, you keep your hands off me. I can prove I live here. Now, here's my card and my automobile license. Now, look at them.
Well, that's the name and address, all right. But how do I know you live here? Maybe you pinched the wallet.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Snooks, please tell the policeman, do we live in this house?
No.
What? Snooks, why do you say that?
Because I want to ride in the wagon.
Oh, you see, officer, the child is just being contrary.
Mary, quite contrary.
Oh, stop that. Tell the policeman who we are. Tell him who we are.
Punch and Judy. Ain't that funny, Daddy?
Ain't that funny, Daddy?
Yeah. Well, you look all right to me, Mr. Higgins. Guess I can take a chance to let you go.
Oh.
Need any help?
Oh, no thanks, officer. I'll manage to get in.
Well, good night.
Good night. Pot-bellied flatfoot.
You say something, Mr. Higgins?
Yes, I
do. No, nothing at all. Good night, officer. Wait till I get you inside. First, I've got to get this darn window open.
Daddy!
Now listen, you. This time, I really mean it. If you say one more word till we get in the house, I'll tan you good.
But
you heard me! Not one more word till we get in the house. I'm going to break the window. There. Now stay there while I climb in. Oh! Why did she have to put that vase by the window, that broken-down dope? All right, come on in, Snooks.
Can I talk now, Daddy?
Yes, what is it?
The key is under the doormat.
Why didn't you tell me before? Well, what are you yelling about? I didn't spank you.
But you will.
You're darn right I will.
Once again, we bring you the romance of Helen Trent, who sets out to prove for herself what so many women long to prove, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over, that romance can live in life at 35 and after. Here's a tip for thrifty housewives. Get the big floor wax bargain, a full pint of self-polishing Aero wax for only 29 cents. Imagine that. A full pint of Aero wax costs only 29 cents. That's a big saving of 30 cents over the cost of other leading brands. Just check the other floor wax prices and prove this for yourself. And Aero Wax is so easy to use. You just spread it on floors or linoleum, and they'll come shining bright without any tiresome rubbing or buffing. You'll like self-polishing Aero Wax because it saves you work and money. Yes, ladies, Aero Wax is the biggest floor wax bargain in the stores. Remember, you pay only 29 cents a pint for Aero Wax, and you save up to 30 cents every time. Even more on the larger sizes. So get that blue and white can of Aero Wax at any leading store today and save. And now, the romance of Helen Trent. When Helen Trent rushed to the Hollywood apartment of the picture producer Rex Caro because of a message she thought came from Gil Whitney, she didn't know she was walking into a trap. And it wasn't until she saw the producer's lifeless form on his living room floor that she was overcome by fear and promptly fainted by the dead man's side. Now, as the seconds tick by, Helen is unaware of other events that concern her, such as the fact that Rex Carroll's former fiancée, the jealous Rita Harrison, has been seated in her car parked across the street, watching the apartment building. Right now, she is waiting there impatiently, thinking...
She's been up there for over 5 minutes now. Maybe it's time I went up to investigate. How happy they'll be to see me. I can just picture the scene. Rex will come to the door thinking it's some messenger or something, and he'll see me standing there. Ha! That'll be a laugh. Of course, he'll try to shove me out and close the door. Or will he pretend to be glad to see me? Well, it doesn't matter. I'll get inside if I have to make the scene of a lifetime. And I'll see Helen Trent. What will she have to say, I wonder? So, you're back in Hollywood, dear. I thought you were going to Rome. Yes, how will she explain that? It better be good. I'm glad I had the hunch to come over here. It's been a real education. First, that ham actor Carl Dorn and his blackmailing companion Francine. What were they up to, I'd like to know? Why should Cynthia Swanson's personal maid Francine be running around with Carl Dorn? And why should they come sneaking out the side door like a pair of criminals? Well, time for me to investigate. I've waited here long enough. What the dickens does that woman think she's doing cutting in so close to me? If she bumps my fender... Good heavens, it's Daisy Parker. Well, if this isn't my lucky day. Daisy Parker, Hollywood's best known and most hated gossip columnist. Right into the same building. Well, what is this, a convention? Now I know I'm going to follow her up. Just give her a chance to get there. And then...
And as Rita Harrison prepares for a big entrance, we find Helen Trent just regaining consciousness after her sudden shock. She turns her head, we hear.
Oh, I feel so strange. My head. Oh, I must have fainted. Oh, this is horrible. He's so still. He hasn't moved. I'd better make sure. Perhaps there's something I can do. Call a doctor. First, I'd better make sure. Take his pulse. I can't find any beat. His hand is so cold. What's that trick I saw them use in the movies? Oh, I know. Hold up a mirror. See if it clouds up when he breathes. Hold it to his lips. Now, if I can only find my purse... I've got to stop this shaking. There it is. Now then, hold it close to his lips. There's nothing. Not a suggestion of breath. It means he's dead. Rex Carroll dead. But how? This dagger. Whatever it is here on the floor beside him. But what must I do now? Should I call the police? The telephone. Here. No. Oh, no, I'd better put it back. Suppose it was Gil Whitney. He's the one who wanted me to meet him here. Suppose Gil and Rex had a fight over me. Oh, good heavens, shouldn't have come here. I should have stayed away and not let Gil persuade me. If he's in this, I've got to find him. Find him right now. No one knows I'm here. I'll leave. I'll find Gil Whitney.
Well, bless my soul if we don't meet again. You do get about, Helen.
Daisy Parker, what are you doing here?
Well, I might ask you the same question, my dear. Of all places in the world, Rex Carroll's apartment's the last place I'd have supposed I... Why so jumpy? Are you thinking of leaving?
Get out. Get out of my way, Daisy. You don't understand.
Wait a minute, Helen. Not so fast. What's happening here, anyhow? Let me come in and... Rex? It's Rex Carroll. What's happened to him, Helen?
I just found him that way. I came here and I found him lying on the floor just like that.
Is he dead?
Yes. He must be. He doesn't move. Well, I had nothing to do with this. I found him that way. Daisy, what am I going to do?
So, you just found him that way. You just happened into his apartment and you found him lying dead on the floor.
I swear it's true. I'd no idea.
And how did you happen to wander in here? Couldn't you keep away from your former admirer? Did you want him to take you back, perhaps? Maybe you wanted to make sure he wouldn't talk anymore to Gil Whitney. Wouldn't go telling tales out of school.
It's not true, Daisy. Don't talk like that. You don't know what you're saying. You've got to help me figure out what to do.
Oh, you expect me to come to your rescue, dear, is that it? Do you think I'm the faithful Gil Whitney who doesn't mind chasing you from one end of the country to the other? Because you're wrong, my dear. You don't know how wrong you are. You've got yourself in a spot this time, and you won't wriggle out.
Stop it, Daisy. I can't think when you talk like that, and I've got to think clearly. I've got to figure this out.
It's a little late for that, wouldn't you say? How fortunate that I happened along. Tell me, what have you done with Rex Carroll's sister? Where's she? Hidden in the closet, maybe? Shaking and waiting for the police to rescue her?
Sister? What sister? There's no one else here.
How unfortunate for you, my pet. Evidently, you managed to get rid of her in time. But then at the last minute, you missed. You didn't know I was on my way here, did you, Helen? No, you couldn't know that. So you killed him. You hushed him up just in time. Huh. Looks like a paper knife. How did you ever manage... Well, he couldn't have suspected you. You must have pretended you were going to fall into his arms.
Stop
and
it!
Then you...
Stop it, I tell you. I can't stand anymore. I didn't kill him. I had no reason to kill him.
No reason? Oh, now, Helen, you had every reason in the world. You ran away with Rex Carroll thinking he'd marry you, and when he got tired of you and refused, you were beside yourself with rage. I know how it is. The woman scorned. I also had a man run out on me, remember? Norman Hastings. And all because of you. I haven't forgotten that either. I haven't forgotten how I had to come back to Hollywood from Ireland after Norman ran away from me because he couldn't forget you. And now the scores are about to be evened, and don't you think
I
they
won't stay here and listen to you, Daisy. Everything you've said is a lie. I didn't kill him. I only came here because...
Yes? Why did you come here, Helen? I'd like to know.
Because I had a message, because I was told to come here.
And who told you? Who was this mysterious message from?
From... I thought it was from someone I knew. But it must have been a mistake. This whole thing is a mistake. It's a trap. I was meant to walk into this. I should have known from the start that I didn't have a chance. Daisy, it's the telephone. Maybe...
Don't you touch it. Don't you dare touch that. Leave it to me. There may be important fingerprints on that instrument. I'll handle it by the far end and with a handkerchief. Yes?
Is Helen... Is Mrs. Trent there?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, she is. Who's this calling, please?
Gil Whitney. please let me speak to her at once? It's very important.
Gil! Oh, Gil, darling, how fortunate that you called at this time.
Who is this?
It's Daisy Parker. Didn't you recognize my voice?
What are you doing there?
Oh, come now, Gil. You know it's my business to be on the spot when anything happens. Today must be my lucky day.
Is that Gil? Did you say Gil Whitney?
Be still. I'm talking, Helen.
If that's Gil Whitney, I've got to speak to him.
Quiet, I said. You can speak when I get through.
What's happening there anyhow? I want to speak to Helen.
Of course, Gil, darling. I'll put her right on. She's very anxious to talk to you. As a matter of fact, you see, Helen Trent has just killed her former admirer.
What?
I'll let you speak
let
to her.
Let me have that
here,
phone,
dear.
Daisy.
Go right ahead.
Helen, is that you, Helen? For heaven's sake, what's happening?
I don't know, Gil. I don't know. It's too horrible. It's Rex.
What about him? What's happened?
He's dead, Gil. He's been murdered.
Won't want to miss the next dramatic chapter in the romance of Helen Trent. Thousands more housewives agree every day 39 cents is the right price for a Wick deodorizer, and Wizard Wick is the best buy. Yes, ladies, Wizard Wick is the sensational new air freshener that costs only 39 cents and banishes unpleasant odors fast and sure. It's fast because all you do is pop up the wick and Wizard goes to work. It's sure because even pungent cooking odors are quickly disposed of. From attic to cellar, wherever stuffy air gathers or bad odors originate, Wizard Wick will bring a wonderful piney freshness and make your home a nice place to breathe in. No wick deodorizer can do a better job than Wizard, yet you save up to 30 cents when compared to the cost of the high-priced brands. In fact, Wizard Wick is so economical, you can afford to use it in every room. Ask for Wizard Wick by name. That's W-I-Z-A-R-D, Wizard Wick. Get a bottle at your favorite store for only 39 cents today. Helen Trent will be on the air at this same time Monday. This is Field and Farrington saying goodbye for the sponsors of Helen Trent.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY in an episode of The Romance of Helen Trent. We also heard Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks, first broadcast on radio on April 4th, 1939. This has been The Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.